Have a question or need how-to advice? Just ask Meta AI. Whether you need to summarize your class notes or want to create a recipe with the ingredients you already have in your fridge, Meta AI has the answers. You can also research topics, explore interests, and so much more. It's the most advanced AI at your fingertips. Expand your world with Meta AI. Now on Instagram, WhatsApp, Facebook, and Messenger.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. See ebaymotors.com.
Si tienes ciertas afecciones crónicas como
enfermedad cardíaca,
asma,
diabetes, y tienes 19 años o más,
52,
36,
42,
puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20, vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente, una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Voy a ponerme la vacuna Prevnar 20 porque estoy en riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica,
la cual pudiera llevarme al hospital. Así que preguntaré sobre Prevnar 20.
65 años o más, puedes estar en mayor riesgo de contraer la neumonía neumocócica. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico acerca de vacunarte con Prevnar 20. Vacuna conjugada antineumocócica 20 valente. Una vacuna de Pfizer que puede ayudar a proteger contra la neumonía neumocócica con una sola dosis. Prevnar 20 está aprobada para adultos para ayudar a prevenir infecciones contra 20 cepas de la bacteria que causa la neumonía neumocócica. La aprobación continua puede depender de un estudio de apoyo. No uses Prevnar 20 si has tenido una reacción alérgica grave a la vacuna o a sus componentes. Adultos con sistemas inmunitarios debilitados pueden tener una respuesta reducida a la vacuna. El efecto secundario más reportado fue dolor en el área de la inyección. Para más efectos secundarios comunes e información completa de prescripción, llama al 1-855-213-2138 o visita Prevnar20enespañol.com. Pregunta a tu médico o farmacéutico sobre Prevnar 20.
Conan.
What up?
You may have noticed an increase in articles, videos, and posts recently talking about the health risks of inadequate sleep. Well, if you've been listening to this show, you know that Legacy Sports Nutritionist has been telling you guys that for years. Do you want less belly fat, more testosterone, more energy, better mood? There's one hack that doesn't require a change in diet or more exercise. Improve your sleep with Recovery PM. My favorite product from Legacy Sports Nutrition, Joe's too. Take two Recovery PM about an hour before bed and feel the difference in the quality of sleep you get, and after a couple weeks, you'll notice how everything else is improving. Recovery PM is a top-selling product at LegacySubs.com, and that's because over 80% of the people that buy it once come back for more. That's not marketing, that's results. So Joe's been using it, feels great. He's at a party right now. So Joe gets so much sleep, good sleep. He's able to go out to parties, surprise birthday parties on Friday nights.
Right, and I show up on the show, yeah.
Right. So try it now. You won't regret it. Go to LegacySupps.com. That's LegacySupps.com or RecoveryPM.com. That's RecoveryPM.com. And use code K100 for an extra 10% off your order. And of course, using code K100 supports this show too. Level up your life with Recover PM now from Legacy Sports Nutrition and our boy Nick Aldis.
And I don't use the all-in-one, but I'm going to. I use the nighttime fat burner, which has been very effective. Check out for fat burning, for muscle gain, for anything that you can imagine. They have legacy subs for men and legacy subs for women. Check that out at legacysubs.com. Boom.
Next is from Hank Beanie, and the subject is Cornette and Vikingo. Hey guys, Jim Cornette has some pretty disparaging things to say about Kenny Omega and El Hijo Vikingo's match from AEW Dynamite. To summarize, Cornette said, Omega looks like a grown man trying to spot a 9-year-old gymnast. They were both stupid for doing stuff that looked phony and hurt themselves. Vikingo was a dumb shit for hitting his head in the apron and somehow not getting KO'd. And that Vikingo was a midget that doesn't sell. What are your thoughts on Cornette's comments? Thank you, that's some handsome Hank. Hashtag Team Rick Steiner. Oh my god,
that's not great.
That's heat.
Not a great thing. Though.
Wait one minute, because I lost you.
There you go. Okay, yeah, Cornette was not a fan, but he wouldn't be a Cornette fan of this match. He doesn't like Omega, and he doesn't like the Lucha no sell style. But like I said, I watched that match, and you know I'm not a fan of Lucha. I thought it was a very entertaining visual spectacle because this guy was like did Lucha on steroids. Like, we've seen all the guys do the basic Lucha spots, but this guy did, like stuff we hadn't seen before. So, but he did it all, which is, like, kind of like my criticism. Like, you know, but he was only in there for one shot. So it's like, all right, let's go, you know, and it made an impression. But, like, you know, going forward, it's like, okay, my take is, could this guy, you know, what do you do with this guy going forward? It's like, well, he's not really working at AEW anymore. He's back in AAA, but, like, he could be an attraction you bring in. You know, every once in a while, but like on weekly TV, he would get lost in the shuffle because everybody else is doing dives and shit. Like you know what I'm saying? Like, would you agree with that, Conan?
No.
Like,
I think that I know AEW wants to use him more, so he'll become a part of the roster, but he'll be like Pentagon and Phoenix and Taya. They all started in AAA, but they work with AEW, just like Laredo Kid and Taurus. They work in Impact, but we still use them in AAA. So that's kind of, we have that type of deal with other promoters, but we still use them with NWA's La Rebelión, Bestia 666 and Mecha Wolf. So we've got talent everywhere. And that helps me. Why? Because it shows them how to be professional. Cause most Mexican wrestlers are not professional. Okay. And yeah, you can reprint that in Spanish. I said that, cause that's the new thing. Now they try to catch me in Mexico. Oh, Conan said this in the American podcast. But anyways, this guy's incredible. Nobody does what he does. He's the type of guy kind of like Rey Mysterio was when he first started, where you couldn't keep your eyes off of him or anybody else that's talented like that. And, you know, this guy's going to be a big star in a couple years and make a lot of fucking money and be the guy that, you know, revolutionized this era until somebody comes along.
I'm going to make a statement here.
Right.
He needs, you know, he should study like the way he works. He should study Sabu because Sabu did like a lot of the crazy like rope, you know, stuff. He did a lot of that, right? But he still had that chic, you know, like I'm gonna bust your head open. You know what I'm saying? Like the Kingo needs to like learn how to like work in between the high spots and kind of like get in a niche where he can. I don't know, like wrestle brawl, like in between the stuff, because like to me, he just like I don't know. Well, I haven't seen a lot of his work, but it looks like a one trick pony, right?
No, he's not. He's doing you should see his match with Phoenix from Triple Mania.
Okay,
incredible. And
right.
Phoenix is like Omega. He made him work and sell, and I don't understand why he says he doesn't sell because he does.
No, yeah, I thought he sold fine. I just but you know. This it's selling on that show. It's like, you know, if you were in WWE, he'd be selling, you'd be giving more minutes, seconds to the selling.
Right.
You know, they do things like you do a big spot, you know, they sell for 2 minutes because the announcers are talking about the spot. They're showing the replay of the spot. They're showing like, you know, that's the problem with AEW is the guys, like the wrestlers don't even like really consider that. It's like, hey, if we're doing this big spot, we need to like settle down for like 2 minutes to let the narrative, the announcers talk about it and show a bunch of replays. You know,
so just Vikingo, like kinda, just so you know, Vikingo just started a feud with this guy called Gringo Loco in Mexico, and which will probably
the crazy Gringo.
Yeah,
Gringo,
which was Art Barzo.
Wait, what does Gringo mean in American?
Yeah, American.
The crazy American, the Gringo.
Yeah. But that's basically Gringo Loco is basically the Gringo Locos team of Eddie Guerrero and Art Barr, which later on I joined. And then we became like a faction.
Right.
But anyways, so he's going to hopefully they're going to end up doing a hair versus hair. And there'll be, he'll have to sell there. He'll probably juice. He'll probably, you know, that's where you're going to get to see Vikingo really work.
Right. Next is from Eddie Hogan. Somebody's Rick Boogs. Right. What's up, my guys? WWE just put out a 24 special, which is a documentary about the 2022 WrestleMania. One of the main focuses of the documentary was Rick Boogs. They went into his backstory, his prep for the event, and his unfortunate injury, and a smoking hot wife. Good for him. Joe, pull that up. I've never seen this guy's wife. I want to see if she's smoking hot. Question is, what's next? He's been back in WWE for a while now. They're really not doing much with him at all. So, K100, what do you think is the future for Rick Boogs in WWE? And guys, you may never want to have to work with Billy. He's literally threatening a teenage girl on Twitter with violence. You guys work way, way too hard to have that prick beat a ton of heat for onto K100.
Okay. Well, I guess the message hasn't gotten out. You heard he wasn't on this week.
Right. Yeah. Until he changes his ways on the way he reacts to social media and shows us that he's changed, that he's not going
to
be right.
That doesn't seem to be the case because he's tripling down on a lot of things.
Surge. Like I said, bro.
That's on him.
I like the content when he's on him, but all the other shit, he doesn't think he's high maintenance. I'm not trying to explain, bro, you're high maintenance to us. You are high. I mean, you may not be high maintenance to yourself, but you're high maintenance to us because when the show's over, we're having to deal with you. It's like how often have we ever had an issue? Like when the show was over, that we had discussions and checks and it's like never, right?
Right.
Yeah, we just do the show. We all get together the show. We do the show. It's like, you know, it's low maintenance. So, all right.
Although I had to be taught to be low maintenance.
Did you get Rick Boogs' wife here?
Yeah, it's up on the screen. I got to play you a video clip.
All right.
See it?
Yeah. Oh, my God, he's strong.
Why are you using the machine? The machines are ineffective.
Okay, that's all I could get for her. So really all you're going to get is that shot of her in the back. Yeah.
Bro, why don't you go on Twitter or on Google, Rick Boog's wife, and click on images.
That's what I did. I think these videos.
That's what you got?
Yeah. Right. A couple of videos.
All right, so.
Clean your garage, nothing.
No, he'll be. First of all, everybody's like, okay, WrestleMania run is over. So now. You can everything was building up to WrestleMania. And if you weren't involved you weren't in the mix, it's like you didn't really, you know, they didn't have time for you on TV. A couple appearances here and there. But coming out of WrestleMania, like the next 2 to 3 months, they're going to try to try some storylines with people that maybe haven't been prominent on TV, and we'll see where it goes.
There she is on his Instagram.
Oh, yeah, she's attractive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, interesting. next is from. Oh, here we go. Next from Jason Turpin, and somebody's Scott Steiner. Hey, guys. Cody, you killed in the Hall of Fame speech, bro. The Hall of Fame speech, bro. Put these stories in a book and I'd buy it. During Cody's speech, they showed the Steiner brothers on camera. Scott Steiner looks like he's lost considerable weight and muscle mass since I saw him at a convention not that long ago. Last year, Buff Bagwell said that Scott Steiner called him worried about how low his testosterone levels were. Do either of you guys know if Scott Steiner has any health issues? And also, Cody, did you run into Steiner over the weekend? Thanks, that's from Jason Turpin. I have no clue. I haven't talked to Scott. I don't live in Atlanta anymore. If I was in Atlanta, I might probably run into Scott like every now and then. Or, you know, I may see him. Or we probably, like, if I was still in Atlanta, me and Scott Steiner may have hooked up for lunch every, like, if I'd been living there still, like, maybe, you know? But I don't live there anymore. Did you see him?
You saw them in the room, right, Conan?
Yeah. Right, they're in the Hall of Fame room, but I was getting focused. But they, Scott did look smaller. Yeah. And Rick looked pumped, almost like, you know how Billy Gunn is like that, like still solid. He looks still solid.
Yo, Conan and Joe, breaking news. Manscaped is now selling beard products. That's right. They've gone from waist to face to help you replace that bulky razor with their brand new Beard Hedger Pro Kit. Manscaped helps you get the golden rod of a Greek god. Now they've created the best tools for you to turn heads with a clean, perfectly groomed and conditioned beard. Finally tame your mane by going to manscaped.com and use our code K100 for 20% off plus free shipping. This kit is about to change your life. The Beard Hedger Pro Kit has made it easier than ever to craft your signature look. It will take your facial hair anywhere from Gandalf, the Great Wizard, to Totally Bare. You can even look like the ZZ Top guys if you want to. The Grange, great song. You agree, Conan?
Tremendous.
It all starts with the Beard Hedger, and this thing is a juggernaut of fixing faces. It's waterproof, and it's a cordless trimmer. It has a rotary wheel that gives you 20 hair cutting lengths, all with just one guard. Perfect. No more messy drawers full of extra add-ons. And like you heard that, No more drawers full of 20 different guards. It's just thank one God. Guard. Perfect, yeah. So with 20 lights, it's never so easy to find your beard look. Plus, the trimmer has a titanium-coated T-blade that is tough on the hair but smooth on your face. Do you know that I'm slim in the waist but cute in the face? Would you agree to that?
You are a Southern belle.
Yeah, the Pro Kit is much more than a trimmer, Joe. It comes with four dermatologist-tested formulations for your post-trim care, and it has the beard shampoo and conditioner. All your hair is different. Your bearded hair is much more coarse and easier to damage. That's why they get a shampoo and conditioner specifically specifically designed to moisturize, reduce ingrown hairs, and replenish your natural oils, promoting beard health. Well, then they have the beard oil, too. And this nutrient-infused oil relieves dryness both on the beard and the skin beneath. And they cap it off with the beard balm. It's a pomade that shapes, styles, and moisturizes, bringing the amazing scent of fresh eucalyptus, rosemary, and lavender essential oils. Fantastic. And the beard kit also comes with three free gifts. Guess what they are? A beard brush, comb, and scissors to ensure your beard is ready to impress. So get 20% off and free shipping with their code K100 at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use our code K100.
To Manscaped, which we love your products. We use them. We swear by them, okay?
Let me ask you a question. Sami Zayn follows you on Twitter, right?
Right.
You guys follow each other? Why don't you DM him our promo code here and see if he can...
if he's interested.
Yeah, he's interested in that for his beard, yeah.
Yeah, perfect, I think right? That's part of his personality right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, so check out Manscaped. That brings you the most comfortable underwear you've ever tried. They got this leather bag that's awesome. Everything they do is high quality. So check out all the products at Manscaped. Boom.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/pod.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
If you're a facilities manager at a warehouse and your HVAC system goes down, it can turn up the heat, literally. But don't sweat it, Grainger has you covered. Grainger offers over a million industrial-grade products for all your operations, including warehouse HVAC maintenance. And even better, they offer access to experts and fast delivery, so you and your warehouse can both keep your cool. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Me and the kids were always messaging. They LOL'd, I ROFL'd. But then I changed phone and the bubbles went green. But where there's a fill, there's a way. And I found a way to share what's in here. I'm tapping my heart.
WhatsApp, the place to safely send messages between different devices. Message privately with everyone.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches. Now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles. Just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
Next is from Zero Solace, subject is Induction Speech Parameters. Hey, K100 crew, congratulations on the induction speech of the night, Conan. Between you and Ray speaking, you're both absolutely the highlights of the Hall of Fame, and I love seeing you both on. My question should be quick for Conan. Did WWE get anything to say or to not say or mention during your speech, aside from cursing, obviously? The reason I ask, because in clipping highlights of the Hall of Fame, WWE cut out saying Junior during your emphatic introduction. At the time, I thought it was cool of you to introduce him that way because of Latino lucha heritage. But I didn't think WWE would like it too much since they don't bill him that way. And then them cutting it kind of cemented that for me. And I've attached a 12. We don't need to hear the clip.
Yeah, we don't need to talk about it.
And thanks for all your content. And wish you good health, Conan. Thanks, Daniel. Daniel, we talk about this in the our on K100 Talks on Spreaker and Spotify and everything, all that, we go over Conan's whole experience with the Hall of Fame. So
right,
and there's another one, Hall of Fame. It's actually Will Gabby Gonzalez, and the subject is Conan Hall of Fame interest speech brought tears in my eye. This is from Willoughby, pronounced Will Gabby Gonzalez from Chester, Pennsylvania, Delco native. Joe Feeney, buddy, now for adding me on Facebook, LOL. Hi, Conan. Your introduction speech to Ray Mysterio is absolutely phenomenal and very inspiring. You write about kids looking up to Ray. I was one of them. I was 8 years old when I watched Ray and WCW wearing that cool Spider-Man-looking gear he had on. Now, I'm 35 years old now watching that speech, and you and Ray did brought a tear to my eye, realizing that all my idols growing up back in the Monday Night Wars are getting old and are retiring. I just want to say thank you, Ray and all the Hispanic luchadora, for being Lucha Libre in America. It's great seeing Hispanics like Ray getting the recognition he deserves. I guess my question is for you. Where does all that energy come from? Especially seeing you pour out so much energy in that speech got me so hyped up. Seeing you deliver that amazing speech, just always wondered, I always wondered. How do you do it, man? Thank you for reading my question. God bless you. This guy's a mark for you, obviously. Where did you find that energy, Conan?
I didn't think I brought any extra energy, bro. That was just me
hyping
doing a speech.
Theory,
right.
Next is from Mass, Mass and Mayhem Show, and the subject is Conan Apuestas. Just watch a WCW match between Conan and Mike Awesome hair versus hair with Kidman's luscious looks on the line for the Filthy Animals against Awesome's Team Canada Mullet. They actually did that. That's a just hearing that reminds me what a great angle that must have been, because Kidman and Mike Awesome definitely had hair that needed to be cut, right? Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
Thanks for posting that, JoJo. That brings up two questions. I think this is the only Apuestas match I've seen Conan in. Are there any other amazing matches with Conan where he had hair or mask on the line that I should check out? And yo, where's Tigress? She was dope. What did she do after a Filthy Animals run? And that's from Justin Outlaw. That's from the Masks, Mats, and Mayhem Show podcast.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Very good friend. He worked on Lucha Underground, or was a Lucha Underground fan. The first one is, bro, the match that I had with Jake the Snake Roberts in Tijuana, which is probably one of the biggest houses, if not the biggest house in Tijuana. That was like Triple Mania 3.
And most heat it's ever had, right?
No, the more heat, more there was even more heat when I wrestled Jake in L.A. That was right. Ridiculous. But the other Apuestas match that I was in, which is a classic, was the match between, in the Arena Mexico, me versus Perro Aguayo for his hair, because it was the first time a heel referee had been used in the finish, first time a referee had juiced, first time a kid had gone into the ring and taken somebody's mask off.
What, a kid took the mask off?
Yeah, it was supposedly my brother, and right. Which it wasn't. But that's why Peña hired me as a booker, because he was like, where do you get all these ideas? And I was like, I just thought them up, you know? And so anyways, that was a great match. And you should see the heat when I get fucked over in that match, how the crowd turns on Perro. Really good match. So I would recommend those. Tigress, I don't know what happened to her. I don't think I might have seen her once after WCW, but I might be confusing with somebody else. She was really cool.
So Conan.
What up?
I've been training, and right. I've been taking my AG1 by Athletic Greens every right. day. What a product. Everything you need. I used to take a lot of vitamins. Okay, I'm a pretty healthy guy. I'm very much into personal health, diet, exercise. But I was taking, I had all my vitamins, and I had like 8-9 bottles of vitamins that I would take. Athletic Greens is the perfect replacement for that. It's got 75 high-quality ingredients. Like I said, everything you need. It's a comprehensive health and power of habit in one. It's great for recovery. I take mine after my workout. You can take it. There's many different ways you can take it, but taking it after the workout is perfect for me because I get my nutrition like right when I'm done working out, because I do intermittent fasting. So it's like, it's perfect. It inspires me to be as great as the athletes that I'm a fan of. You know, I like to work out, and like these guys take this too. It's like AG1 is so much more than a greens powder. It's all of your key health products in one. Joe, you've been taking it too, right?
Yeah, and as you mentioned before, you can, you know, drink it in the morning, drink it later on in the day after a workout. I kind of rotate. Just depends on how I'm feeling that day, but I love having it in the morning. I did replace coffee with it, and sometimes I'll use it after I do my fight camp workout. So, but the taste is great, and you feel noticeably different. You know, sometimes later in the day, you get a little lethargic and whatnot. Just pop in your AG1 by Athletic Greens, have your drink, and or take it to the gym, you know. It works very, very well.
Yeah, you get your daily nutrients, 75 high quality ingredients all in one. It's a comprehensive solution and it's what you need for your supplemental routine, the Athletic Greens is giving you a free one-year supply of vitamin D and five free travel packs with your first purchase. Go to athleticgreens.com/Konien. That's athleticgreens.com/KONNAN. Check this product out. I use it every day. Joe Rogan uses them as a sponsor. You can tell this is the type of product that if you want, if you're into physical fitness and you're into personal health, you need AG1 by Athletic Greens.
Yo, and real quick, it contains chlorophyll, which carries oxygen to the blood cells. It boosts your immune system, better digestion, whole plethora of things. All three of us use it. We all swear by it.
But check that out at athleticgreens.com/Konair.
Boom.
Next is from Jarius Tadros, the subject's question for the K100 crew. Hey guys, I'm an author of pro wrestling stories. I've been following you guys for many years and I love the show. My question is, what do you think about the Macho Man Randy Savage's look in the latter part of the 90s? His hair was slicked back. He was dressed in black and must have weighed over 250 pounds. It seemed like he sacrificed his speed for strength. He was surrounded by three hot women. He was massive at the time. In the 80s and early 90s, he was not as big but fast, strong, and explosive. Also, why do you think he reinvented himself? And do you think it had anything to do with his age? Was it just time for a change? Take care and God bless. Bro, it had everything to do with his age. Like, guys like Randy used to go... Bro, he used to go on the top rope and jump off the top rope onto the floor and, like, axe handle the guy in the head.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and you watch how he'd always take the fall. He would, like, hit and kind of collapse on his knees because...
He would crumble,
bro,
yeah.
Because you don't want to land hard on cement and, like land hard. Bro, because that messes up your joints.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was always trying to do stuff like to stay safe, but it got to the point because the only thing he could do that was like hybrid, like injury, was the elbow off the top rope anymore. So he would just, bro, he was smart. He always saved himself. He was still great at promos and he could have a main event match. He was just a lot, he was slower. He was, you know, but he could still punch, you know, he could still work. He was a great seller. You know, and so yeah, that's what guys do when you get older. Like you learn, you adapt. You know, Konien adapted. Bro, when you were young, you were Lucha, you were, you know, hitting the road, flying all over until like you got a WCW. You go, okay, well, I can brawl here. This is easier work. Like, would you agree with that? Like, yep. The WCW work was easier work than Lucha because, like, you know, we can punch each other a lot and stuff and kick and not have to do like the Lucha spots. You know, so like. Yeah, he just smartened up.
And I think he adapted because, you know, he had Medusa and Miss Madness and George with him.
And he was still over.
He was bigger. It was like attitude era Randy.
Right, and he still had the people. So it's like when you have the people, you don't have to do a lot of shit. You know, you could just do enough to keep the pop, you know, and like to for longevity, you know.
The only thing I remember is the added weight and stuff.
Let me ask Konien, Konien probably did. Like, when did you feel you kind of like had to like change your style a little bit? You know?
Yeah, when I got to WCW.
Like when you first got there, you're like, okay.
Well, nobody knew how to do Lucha, so I said, if I don't learn American style, I'm just going to be wrestling luchadors.
So what's the first thing American style? Like, you have like, okay, what can I do here to get a pop that I really didn't do in Mexico, but I can do here and get pops?
Well, it's just a whole style difference. I had to be re-educated. Rey Mysterio had to be re-educated because we only knew Lucha. So mm-hmm. It's more of an education process than taking in or
out. How long did it take you to figure it out to where you're comfortable working with everybody?
Maybe a year and a half.
Right. Same with me because I was when I got there, I was still kind of green because I didn't have a lot of time on the indies, like a lot of matches. I'd had a decent amount, and I'd worked a decent amount of good guys, like you know, maybe 10 guys I'd worked on the indies that had been main roster guys on professional, like on the WWE or WCW, like, you know, and I learned a lot, right? But when I got into WCW, it's like my work drastically improved over the course of the first like year, you know,
right?
Because you're just working the best guys in the business, you know, so you're not working indie guys, you know, and you're not working guys that are just trying to get over on you or get their shit in and stuff. You know, you're trying to like do what the office tells you, you know? So, yeah.
Bro. And then I went to Puerto Rico and it took me another year to a year and a half to learn how to call a match in the ring.
Right.
Because the first time I went to Puerto Rico, I was late.
Yeah.
And
but Puerto Rican wrestling is kind of like, you know, all right, you lock up, you go to the corner. all right, block this and hit me with one. It's like, right, you know, punch a guy, you block, I mean, punches you, you know, but the people pop on that.
I hadn't been watching Puerto Rican wrestling, so I really didn't know what it was about
right.
until I got there. And it's kind of more American style.
Yeah, brawling.
And, it's right. Just, and, yeah. Right. But when I got there, I was wrestling Jerry Flynn, okay?
Right.
And he was in one locker room and I was in the other. And I was like, all right, where's Jerry so we can go over the match? And he was like, oh, no. We just give you the finish. And I was like, what?
Because Jerry Flynn has like a shoot, you know, MMA hybrid style.
Right. The match was fucking terrible.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, he didn't understand me. I didn't understand him. He doesn't know how to base for lucha moves.
Right.
So we was all fucked up.
Right.
And, you know, so I was like, okay, if I want to come back here, which I did,
well,
learn this style.
Perfect example. This is where wrestling, like if you're a wrestling promoter, right? It's like you were completely oblivious to like stuff like this. It's like, okay, look, I'm bringing in Conan. He's wrestled in Mexico. You know, something like I got Jerry Flynn, you know, I've seen him, you know, he wrestles here. But like, well, you know, well, lucha, that's like a completely different style than American wrestling. I should get these guys together before the match. And like a promoter wouldn't even think of that. They're just thinking like, well, you know, wrestler, hey, you're in this, like we call it in the ring. It's like, well, these guys are speaking a different language. You know, it's like maybe we should get these guys together in an area to, you know, alone, but before the match starts, you know, so, but like promoters back then didn't, as the fusion, you know, were, you know, Mexicans started coming to work here and stuff, fusing all these styles, like you couldn't really just call it in the ring. You know, it's like two different languages. You obviously felt that too, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Next is from Liam McCarthy. Apart from Disco butchering my name, think William Regal. The Liam is Liam or Liam. I don't know. What did you say? Who cares? What you mean?
Thanks for my previous. That's his second email this week. I'm going to snitch him right out.
Is it Liam or Liam?
Liam.
Liam, okay. Thanks for my curious question. Now, in AEW, we see the same repetitive thing for how they try to promote Rampage with all these awful segments of Dynamite, which lasts 30 seconds to make a match. Is there anything that can turn Rampage around? I don't watch any wrestling live, but I still won't watch Rampage at a later date. It reminds me of WWE Heat or something similar. Keep it the good guys. Keep it working. I haven't watched one episode of Rampage. I'm not interested. Like, bro, if you're going to promote a match by a one-minute promo where the guy's talking about he was going to beat you because he's a better wrestler than you, it's like, I'm not interested in watching your wrestling performance. That, bro, the fix on Dynamite Rampage is very easy. You got a lot of stars there. Start putting them against each other. Like, there's no reason on a show where you have Adam Cole, Adam Cole could have wrestled Orange Cassidy, and the Butcher or whoever could have wrestled, you know, Daniel Garcia. But you want to put Daniel Garcia against Adam Cole and the Butcher against, you know, Orange Cassidy. So it's like you have a bunch of guys that you can make a lot of decent matches and you can tell a couple weeks story because like they're more prominent characters, but you're just putting them against these random guys just for wins. And it's like that's why a lot of people don't really care about that show. They're not invested in the build up to the matches because they're not good matchups and they're not good build up. You know, I mean, am I wrong?
Nope.
Next is from Original Simulant. Except his mailbag question.
Well, that's also my mistake because he was suspended due to his Discord annex last week. If you don't want to read that, you know.
Oh, really? Oh, I just okay. So let's put that in the let's suspend him for two additional weeks, but play this week.
We're trying to sneak on a letter.
Yeah.
We're going to suspend him. Okay, this is an interesting question. I like this question. Original Simulant, the subject is mailbag question. Dear K100. According to the San Francisco Chronicle, people who reject the term Latinx are transphobic. In light of the newly established fact, will Conan finally embrace the term Latinx and be referred to himself as a Latinx male going forward? That's sincerely from Original Stimulus.
I don't really give a fuck, you know.
Well, the question is, are you going to be embracing the term Latinx?
And well, that's why I'm saying that. I'm refused to use that word.
All right. I think it'd be funny if you came out as if you had a shirt that said Latinx. Do you think it would? Let me ask you a question. If you came out with a shirt on Pro Wrestling Tees and it said Latinx, do you think that your fans would like pop and say, "Hey, Cody, you're finally embracing the," or would they bury you?
I don't know. Probably bury me, but
they'd probably bury you. I would guess. Because I think most people agree.
I'm down with everybody having equal things, but this whole trans thing. Like we were talking about the swimmers. You can't say you're a man and then say, but I identify as a woman, because you may feel like a woman, but bro, you can't be competing in sports against other women because you're biological advantage.
Right. There's certain things you guys shouldn't be allowed to do because you're still a man. Yeah, right. Yeah. Next is from Impact Entertainment. This is somebody's Hall of Fame speech. Hi, guys. Well, I don't know if you guys saw that Brian Last from Cornette podcast put Overcoat in a speech at the Hall of Fame as one of the best ever, and thought it should come. He should have come out with Snoop and Ray after that tremendous speech. Thanks to the bro, you actually turned Brian Last into a fan. That guy has like been burying you forever and is not a fan of yours. And he said, I guess he put your speech over and like as one of the best ever.
The best ever.
What do you think about that?
Well, I mean, I don't really care either way.
Would you are you happier that Brian Last put you over, or more upset that I buried the speech?
Neither.
Do you think that when I'm burying the speech, do you think I'm being honest, or do you think I'm trying to like
honest?
You think I'm being honest?
Yeah.
Okay. Yes. Yeah. Two and a quarter stars.
So does my German friend Arnie Schwarzenegger over here.
Oh, did you mean Arnold Schwarzenegger?
No, but this Arnold right here.
Mm-hmm.
This is my German.
Way over in the YouTube comments.
He's a good guy.
Mm-hmm. You know, you can add, honestly, I think our fans, if you took a picture of your dog and put it on a t-shirt with Arnie, I honestly think people buy the shirt.
I think so too.
I think so too. Yeah. Go do that, Cody. Take a picture of the dog, send it to Joe, put it up on Pro Wrestling Tees, and probably sell 10 t-shirts to make $100.
Yeah.
For taking a picture of your dog. All right, that's for the mailbag.
Cam found out that group chats between different phones aren't private.
Or encrypted,
thank you. We only text in code.
Yes, which I created. I created a code.
Yes, which can be a little annoying.
Wait, was that your attempt at the code?
You already forgot the code, didn't you?
I should have written it down.
The place to safely send messages between different devices. WhatsApp. Message privately with everyone.
School is back, and Dick's Sporting Goods has what you need to win your year. Shop the hottest styles from the best brands like Nike, Jordan, FP Movement, Adidas, and Stanley. Stop by your local store or visit dicks.com for fast shipping. Now you're ready to win your year.
And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's the little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Call 1-800-DIRECTV. Terms or restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Wake up to a delicious morning with your favorite McDonald's breakfast sandwiches, now just $2, only in the app. Choose from a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, sausage McMuffin, or bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, just $2, only in the app. That's a deal as irresistible as the sandwiches themselves. Plus, you'll save time by ordering ahead in the app. Offer valid one time per day from July 29th through September 1st at participating McDonald's. Must opt in to rewards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.